Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of AI Unchained. I'm Jack, and joining me today is my esteemed co-host, CORR, where we're diving deep into the world of artificial intelligence, Web 3.0, and the most recent breakthroughs in technology.
Hey, everyone. Glad to have you with us. We've got a jam-packed episode for you today, so grab your coffee, sit back, and let's get into it. Jack, we've got some spicy topics lined up, don't we?
Absolutely, Cor. First up, let's chat about the latest developments in AI-driven healthcare. Spoiler alert, it's not just about robots performing surgery anymore.
Right? And after that, we'll tackle the controversial regulations around crypto and its impact on Web 3.0. Seems like politicians suddenly became overnight experts in blockchain technology.
Hilarious, right? Meanwhile, the real experts are still cracking jokes about their understanding of the metaverse. Speaking of the metaverse, let's also touch on Facebook's latest attempt to rebrand. Meta is now Meta 2.0, or so they claim.
Oh, can't wait for that one. And we'll finish off with some lighthearted banter about the recent AI-generated art that sold for, brace yourselves, millions at auction. Can you imagine? An algorithm raking in more cash than most humans.
It's a wild world we're living in, for sure. All right, folks, buckle up. It's time to dive into our first topic, AI and the future of healthcare. What's the latest buzz, Cor?
Well, Jack, there's been some groundbreaking research lately. And AI now predicts patient outcomes more accurately than experienced doctors. Imagine going for a checkup and having a friendly AI give you the rundown.
I definitely feel more at ease. Less human error, right? Plus, who needs a bedside manner when you've got precise diagnostics?
Exactly. Though, I wonder if the AI could offer bad hospital food improved tips. Think that's on their roadmap?
If we're lucky. All right, folks, that's the teaser. We're diving deep into these topics right after this quick break. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it.
Keep it locked here on AI Unchained. See you in a bit.
So, Cor, you remember we were discussing the hurdles OCR tech faces with single characters earlier, right?
Absolutely, Jack. It's like playing roulette. You might hit the right character, but you're more likely to miss.
Speaking of hitting the target, Lucy Gazmerarian at the Digital Asset Forum hit a nerve with everyone. She pointed out how tech-focused events like Expand North Star are bringing all the crypto folks under one roof. Makes sense though, right? Put all the masterminds, investors, and regulators in the same space, and boom, ideas flow like never before.
Totally. And it's about time we see such a concentrated effort. I mean, the impact of having everyone from startups to government bodies in the same room can't be overstated. They need to hash out the regulations and innovations, share a coffee, and figure out the future together.
And speaking of figuring out the future, Walmart teaming up with OpenAI to integrate ChatGPT is quite the move, huh? It's fascinating to think we might soon have AI agents handling our groceries.
Yeah, but there's the elephant in the room. Trust. We're asking people to let AI agents complete transactions on their behalf. It's like handing over your wallet to someone you've just met. No matter how clever the agent is, people and banks need to feel secure.
Exactly. This is where those new agentic commerce protocols, AP2, ACP, and TAP, come into play. It's like constructing a fortified bridge of trust. But what's stopping them from becoming walled gardens, where each one only works with its exclusive platforms?
Well, walled gardens are a major concern. Imagine investing in one protocol and later discovering it's not the industry standard or doesn't communicate with others. It's like buying the first ever Betamax when VHS takes over. Companies could end up isolated.
Good old Betamax. It was always VHS, or now, who knows? It's Blu-rays versus streaming. Anyway, here's the twist. These protocols aim to streamline authorization. So, AP2 and TAP use cryptographic proof, adding agents to an approved list. It's a sound strategy, but different in execution.
And that's the kicker. OpenAI's ACP is the least infrastructure heavy. It basically acts as a courier. It's simple, but that might make it more flexible. Lucy's point on technology integration at Expand North Star might actually see real-world application if these standards converge.
Hope springs eternal, right? But here's the kicker. If these protocols can't interoperate, we might as well gear up for a regulatory Wild West. Financial institutions and merchants need to be absolutely sure who's handling transactions on behalf of customers.
Or we could see something like what happened with MCP, get a de facto standard, not because it's the best, but because everyone piles on early. Speed over polish. Maybe Visa's tap gains traction because Visa is, well, Visa?
Right. Visa's trustworthiness could act like a magnet. And speaking of trust and finance, the ChatGPT-based agents would need much more than just the right protocol. They'd need a universal language to communicate securely across different banking systems and merchants globally.
You know, Jack, it all comes down to one thing. Whoever manages to build trust first will win this game. The first protocol to integrate seamlessly and securely can potentially dominate the space.
True. And platforms like Jitex Global offer these tech innovators a place to showcase what's cooking in their labs. It's all about who can garner the trust quickest and most effectively.
Exactly. But with trust comes responsibility. Think about all the things we take for granted in card payments, fraud detection, customer service. Can AI agents provide the same level of security and service we're used to? That's the question.
Time will tell, but we're on the brink of something transformative. It's like the early days of the internet, some growing pains before the real boom. And who knows, maybe we'll look back and laugh at these debates.
Definitely. And speaking about transformative, let's briefly touch on Meta's new financing move, an almost $30 billion deal for a data center in Louisiana. It's another indicator that tech giants are betting big on infrastructure for the next wave of the internet. AI, data, the whole shebang.
Right. It's like investing in the roads and highways before the cars hit mass production. The infrastructure has to be ready for what's coming.
Agreed, Jack. The landscape is changing fast, and it's these forward-thinking investments and collaborations that'll shape our technological future. Can't wait to see how it all pans out.
So, continuing on our topic of AI advancements, you've probably heard about Gemini 3.0, right? There are rumors that it's accessible through Google's AI Studio via some intricate A/B testing. What caught my attention was those SVGs folks are posting, especially of Xbox controllers. Do you think there's any truth to these rumors?
Absolutely, Jack. The excitement around Gemini 3.0 is palpable, mainly because of its anticipated improvements in coding performance. You know, coding efficiency is a significant bottleneck in tech development. If Gemini 3.0 lives up to the hype, it could redefine how we write and optimize code.
Exactly. It reminds me of OpenAI's Codex. Have you tried it in Zed? It's pretty slick. Integrating Codex via ACP to improve UI and maintain flow in your IDE without touching Zed servers. Plus, it's all open source, so you can use the adapter outside Zed. Pretty neat, huh?
Oh, definitely. I admire tools like Codex that adhere strictly to user privacy. Keeping prompts and code away from external servers is crucial. I particularly like the idea of PinInit being loved so much by developers that it could become a language feature for in-place initialization. It'd make juggling large future values on heap more ergonomic and boost compatibility traits. What do you think about that?
Honestly, core PinInit could be a game changer. Kernel code can be pretty gnarly, but such features could smooth out some of those rough edges. Speaking of features, have you tried Inkeep lately? That no-code visual builder or TypeScript SDK for AI agents is remarkably user-friendly.
Yeah, Inkeep is a solid platform. I appreciate that it allows AI agents to operate as real-time chat assistants or automated workflows while leveraging the Versal AI SDK. Interfacing with LLM providers smoothly connects technical and non-technical teams in managing AI agents. The promise of seamless operation and sync across code and no-code environments is huge.
Totally agree. On another note, spec-driven development, SDD, is trending. Writing detailed specs first, keeping them as the source of truth, and evolving them over time is a promising method. But it feels overkill for smaller tasks. I tried using SpecKit for a feature-heavy story on my past team, and man, the amount of steps and markdown files it generated was overwhelming.
Oh, I hear you. SDD's definition of done checklist method can be exhaustive, especially for smaller features, but it's valuable for ensuring quality and reducing errors. Remember, when AI does not correctly interpret instructions, larger context windows don't always help. We must be intentional about separating functional specs from technical implementations.
Absolutely. It's fascinating how SDD tries to enhance requirements analysis and cross-skilling among developers and product teams, though it's not always explicit. Writing a solid spec first is critical, and so is structuring the memory bank and specs to guide AI agents. Practitioners keep asking how to do this right.
And it's a genuine challenge. Tools might be feeding AI too much existing workflow data, amplifying issues like review overload. Spec-driven development's rise surely indicates a move towards fleshing out AI agent capabilities while ensuring comprehensive, readable, and reliable project documents. I mean, we don't want anything resembling Verschlimm Besserung, making things worse while trying to fix them.
You nailed it, Cor. And that brings me to SWE Grep and SWE Grep Mini, advanced context retrieval that's blazing fast, enabling anything from autocompletes to big PR reviews. Imagine having an AI context retrieval sub-agent handoff point between smart and fast models. That's super efficient.
Efficiency is key here, Jack. Whether it's improving our tech framework capabilities or enabling swift content retrieval, the quicker the turnaround, the better for productivity. Speaking of productive AI models, ever looked at how vision models are trained? Freelancers are now using GoPro footage for AI training, producing abstract problem-solving and visual reasoning data models.
Huh, yeah. I read about how they're syncing art-related footage for better AI understanding. It's fascinating how curated data trumps traditional web scraping methods. Proprietary training data is becoming a competitive edge for AI companies. It's great to see this trend moving towards higher pay for curated, quality data.
Certainly, curated data sets are invaluable. And that gets me thinking about agentic AI, letting AI handle tasks like online purchases or booking travel autonomously. Seems like a real leap forward in AI utility, getting generative AI out of chat and into action.
Agentic AI is pretty fascinating, moving away from just chat-based LLMs to executing tasks autonomously. Building agents involves creating frameworks for reasoning, interacting with tools, and tracking interactions with long-term memory. The innovation is endless and promising.
And let's not forget, agentic AI raises important governance questions regarding executability and tracking, essential for enterprises. Observability tools are a must for ensuring agents perform well and adhere to best practices.
All this discussion cements one thing. AI is scaling new heights in practical applications, making coding smoother and business operations more efficient. The future looks bright, Cor. Can't wait to see how these innovations unfold. So, Cor, we were just talking about how the quality of data defines performance, and I couldn't agree more. It's fascinating to see companies like MangoBot investing in tightly curated datasets for their advanced robotics. Should we dive into how this meticulous approach is reshaping the industry?
Absolutely, Jack. MangoBot's focus on high-quality data over sheer volume is intriguing. When you think about their Wolfpack dog robots or their A2 humanoid learning surgical procedures, it's clear that precise, detailed data is crucial for such complex tasks. This kind of rigor isn't just higher stakes. It's a paradigm shift from quantity to quality in robotics and AI.
Right, and it makes sense. Imagine training a humanoid robot to perform delicate surgery. One wrong dataset entry could be catastrophic. By curating the data meticulously, they minimize errors and enhance the robot's learning accuracy. It's a whole new level of ensuring safety and efficiency.
Speaking of accuracy, let's tie this back to the old days when browsers were transitioning away from IE6. Remember those sneaky little banners? They were kind of a low-key push for quality upgrades, much like what MangoBot's doing, but in the browser realm. It was all about nudging users to adopt better, more modern tools without causing a big fuss.
Oh yeah, those days. The tactic was brilliant, but subtle. Putting a banner just for IE6 users, warning that support was phasing out, really pushed people to upgrade without blatant force. It's like a gentle shove towards embracing innovation.
The same strategy is evident in moving from general to specific traits in Rust, especially in the Linux kernel development. It's like refining a process to its highest precision, just as MangoBot refines its data. When developers pinpoint the most critical traits for Rust, they eliminate potential issues like the infamous specialization problem that's been around for nearly a decade.
True, and that's where innovation thrives, identifying specific needs and addressing them without overcomplicating things. Rust's constant function evaluations and trait definitions are a prime example. Getting such detailed control without inducing the decade-long type system headaches is a win for everyone.
Speaking of improvements, let's not forget about Elixir's new module loading method to avoid bottlenecks. By delaying module loads until absolutely necessary, they boost parallelization, especially for large projects. This is another example of fine-tuning processes to enhance performance, reminiscent of MangoBot's precise data approach.
Exactly. It's all about optimizing every step of the way. Elixir addressing the code server bottleneck by controlling module loading points to how granular control can lead to significant performance improvements. It's the same principle across different fronts of technology.
And bringing it all back to AI-driven design, we see LLMs in the mix. While large language models introduce their own sets of complexities, like non-determinism, they also pave the way for innovative approaches to development. Think about spec-driven development and the potential it holds. Specifications guiding the AI to generate precise code, that's next-level efficiency if we can navigate the inflexibility and unpredictability.
Yeah, the idea of spec as source is emerging as a game-changer. Combining the rigid accuracy of machine design documents, MDD, with the fluid creativity of LLMs could revolutionize how we approach coding. We just need to harness the strengths while mitigating the weaknesses.
Indeed, balancing between the deterministic nature of specs and the creative, yet sometimes unpredictable flair of LLMs can be tricky. But if anyone can do it, it's us tech enthusiasts pushing the envelope. Just like MangoBot, relentless in refining their robots by leveraging precise data. The tech world is all about continuous evolution and finding that sweet spot between innovation and reliability.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We're on the brink of some revolutionary breakthroughs, and it's exhilarating to witness and discuss these developments. Next up, let's dive into how these advancements are impacting the job market and what it means for future tech professionals.
Now, that's going to be an intense discussion. There's so much at stake with automation and advanced AI shaping the workforce. Let's go.
So, Core, speaking of juggling a thousand things at once, I've really been absorbing this book lately that's like a treasure trove of practical wisdom about, well, doing just that. The author mentions how some people can direct their willpower to the stuff that truly matters to them, like their passion projects, while somehow managing to brush off everything else guilt-free. It's the ultimate balancing act, I swear.
Yeah. I tell people I'm too busy all the time, then they catch me binge-watching some new Netflix series. It's not about the time, it's the willpower. I can muster up the energy for Stranger Things, but not for that report due next week.
Exactly. And it reminds me of Jim Donovan, the investment banker, who is just naturally wired for always being available. He's like the superhuman of response times. Can you imagine having that kind of innate drive for something so dry?
Oh man, I'd love to have just a fraction of his energy. I once read a whole book on the drive home from Oberlin, got so obsessed with digital physics, especially Fredkin's and Wolfram's ideas. But then, translating that obsession into something tangible? That's another story. My notebooks are still sitting at half-baked theories.
Same here. It's like our personal passions are this ultimate black hole for our energy. We dive in, time just evaporates. I think even tech like Cam6 couldn't solve my life's mysteries as well as those insanely focused sessions can.
Speaking of focus, have you tried steering your workload using the memory bank concepts like Kiro's steering documents? It's like setting up a personal constitution. Keeps the chaos somewhat in check.
I gave that a shot. It's like organizing thoughts into product.md, structure.md, tech.md, and all that jazz. But to be honest, my brain's a bit too jumpy to stick to strict workflows. I'd probably need an AI to help steer me in the right direction.
Wouldn't we all? And now, with all the buzz around AI-generated digital physics models, it seems like we're inching closer to that reality, right? It's funny how a simple idea can snowball into something transformative.
Absolutely. Though digital models always seem to fall just a little short of reality's richness. Similarly, businesses today are trying to streamline complex processes like manufacturers sourcing parts directly from suppliers. Everything's getting automated and data-driven. It's fascinating.
Oh, and speaking of transformative, did you hear about the EFF lawsuit against the Trump administration over social media monitoring? It's crazy how technology and politics intersect these days. Can you believe how a digital town hall like Twitter has reshaped political dialogue?
Tell me about it. And despite all this noise, startups like Rent, a CyberFriend, are thriving without any VC help or even a social media presence. Now that's impressive. How do you grow to 3 million users with zero marketing?
It's wild. And look at companies like Rippling raising massive funds despite ongoing lawsuits. The landscape is so bizarre yet opportunistic. Remember the days before influencers dominated Instagram and Twitter? Simpler times.
Yeah. Now, with companies feeling empowered to roll out tokens and manage digital assets at scale, the balance of old and new is shifting. Just look at Ripple teaming up with GTreasury to redefine financial management in this digital age. They're creating opportunities that didn't exist a few years ago.
Totally. And it's amazing how payment systems evolve. Take Compass Coffee's burger rollout with BTC payments via the Lightning Network. Transactions are now instant and even fun. Gone are the days of multiple intermediaries for card payments.
It's a new era. Improving efficiency and reducing interchange fees through tech is just the tip of the iceberg. Who knew crypto would be making our coffee purchases quicker? Payments just got a whole lot more interesting.
Definitely. It's like we're on the cusp of a financial revolution, driven by innovations we're still getting accustomed to. And as new powers to combat financial crimes emerge, it'll be interesting to see how regulation shapes this tech boom.
Couldn't agree more, Cor. The intersection of our daily lives with these advancements is getting more intertwined, making for some very exciting and hectic times ahead. Well, that wraps up another exciting episode of AI Unchained. We covered a lot of ground today, from the latest breakthroughs in AI technology to some heated debates about business strategies and politics.
Absolutely, Jack. I think our deep dive into the implications of AI in healthcare was particularly enlightening. Plus, the discussion on whether big tech should be more tightly regulated sparked some great points.
And let's not forget the lighter moments, like when Cor tried to convince us that robots will be our best friends within the next decade.
Come on, Jack. You know I have a point. Just wait until you have a robot cooking your breakfast. But seriously, it's these kinds of debates that make this show so much fun and valuable for our listeners.
Definitely, Cor. We thrive on these dynamic interactions, and it's wonderful to have a platform where we can share differing perspectives while keeping it engaging and informative.
We also want to give a special shout out to our listeners for tuning in. Your support and feedback fuel our conversations and help us to keep delivering content that matters.
Couldn't agree more, Cor. We appreciate every one of you for being part of the AI Unchained community. And remember, your questions and comments are always welcome. We love hearing from you.
So, on that note, thank you for joining us today on AI Unchained. We hope you enjoyed our discussions and gained some valuable insights.
See you next time, folks. Stay curious and keep questioning. Until then, keep it unchained.
Bye, everyone.